This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of Christian commitment. I believe this is a very important question for everybody. Now, you may say, I'm not a Christian, so why should I be concerned about Christian commitment? For the simple fact that you ought to be a Christian. And if you're to spend eternity with God, you must be a Christian. And so I want to study with you then about the Christian life to try to help you to see how really great and wonderful it is, even here on this earth, and what it will lead to in eternity. You know, Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 10, on one occasion when the Apostle Peter had indicated that he'd made such great sacrifice to follow him, and then he said, now what are we going to get out of it? In reply, Jesus said, in effect, that nobody's made any sort of sacrifice to follow him, but what shall receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. You know, a few years ago, I attended a meeting, a convention of teachers, in which a well-known speaker, he was a very liberal preacher, as a matter of fact, a man who did not really believe the Bible. At any rate, he made a speech in which he ridiculed the idea of one living his life so as to go to heaven when this life is over. And he spoke disparagingly of it by referring to the pie in the sky when you die by and by. But friends, the Bible is the Word of God, and it talks about our spending eternity with God in heaven, in that land that's fairer than day, in that city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God, in that city whose walls are of jasper, whose gates are of pearl, whose streets are of gold, where there is in the midst of it the throne of God, and out of which flows the river of life, and on either side the tree of life. Now, of course, that's a symbolic description of heaven, I have no doubt. But it's simply God's way of letting us know that heaven is so wonderful that we simply, with our finite minds here, cannot grasp how truly wonderful it is. I have no doubt that those of us who go to heaven when this life is over will feel as if we should say to God, why didn't you tell me how wonderful it was, how much easier it would have been for me to live the Christian life if only I'd known how truly great it would be to be here. I'm trying in this series of studies on what it means to live the Christian life, Christian commitment. As I have said, Christian commitment is spelled, in effect, in the Bible by M-U-S-T. You must recognize certain responsibilities. And if you can only see the greatness of the Christian life now and what it will lead to in the life to come, then surely you'll want to be a Christian. Now, I began last time by pointing out to you that Christian commitment means that you must sacrifice. And thus far I pointed out that according to Bible teaching, that means you must be willing to sacrifice your money for the good of others, for the cause of Christ. You must be willing even to give up your friends if it's necessary for you to be faithful. Even your loved ones, even those you love most on this earth, a husband or a wife, a mother or father, a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister, a friend. It doesn't matter anyone what his relationship to you may be. If he wants you to give up or to be unfaithful to Christ, then you must be willing to make that sacrifice. And now let me read to you from Luke chapter 9, beginning with verse 23, a passage which makes clear that you must be willing to sacrifice yourself. Here Jesus said, and he said unto all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose or forfeit his own self? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me in my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in his own glory, and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Now you see what Jesus is saying here, that if you would live the Christian life, if you would live a life of truly following him, then you must live a life of taking up your cross daily and following after him. But our time is gone for today. We'll have to wait until next time for us to go into details about that. I'm so glad you've been with us today. Won't you be with us again next time? Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.